Hello, my beautiful community. I'm so excited to let you know my brand new recipe book, Hustler's Guide to Healthy, is now available. Yay! This feels so surreal to be telling you. It is 32 healthy recipes, all designed to nourish your body. I've actually been creating these recipes for the last 6 years, and we've been enjoying them as a family for our weekly meals. And now I'm so excited to be able to share them with you. I really wanted to take the hustle out of healthy cooking and give you fuss-free, easy, and delicious recipes designed to nourish yours and your family's bodies. All of my recipes, of course, use whole real ingredients that will help you thrive. They're also mostly fuss-free, and most importantly, I've made them good for the soul. So not only are they tasty and delicious, but they're super good for you. From breakfast right through to dessert, each recipe is packed with goodness and is proudly family friendly. I have a very exclusive offer only available to you, my wonderful podcast community. I'm actually going to give you 25% off. Yes, that's right. I'm giving you 25% off my new recipe book, which makes the book less than $22.50. That is like a total bargain. But you truly are the reason why I keep showing up and I keep wanting to inspire more healthy lives. So this is my way of saying thank you to you. Also, if you purchase now, you'll receive 5 free recipes, which will be sent via email on downloadable recipe cards. So the book has been printed locally and it uses eco-friendly paper and carbon neutral inks to support local and also our beautiful environment. My hope is that these easy, healthy, and wholesome recipes help nourish your body and make you feel like an absolute boss in the kitchen. You can purchase your copy now by either visiting my website, which is just thehealthyhustlers.com, or I've provided a link in the show notes. So you can literally just click the link in the show notes and it'll take you direct to my website. Then please use the code HUSTLER25. I've written it in the show notes under the link, so you'll be able to see it if you forget, but use the code HUSTLER25 to redeem your 25% off the book, which makes it less than $22.50. I hope that you absolutely love this. I'm so excited to get in the kitchen with you and help you make some healthy and delicious food. I believe a healthy mind creates a healthy life. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa, the creator of the Healthy Hustlers podcast and mama who is obsessed with self-development and personal growth. After several years of climbing the never-ending corporate ladder, I waved goodbye to a job title and salary I once thought defined my success and embarked on a life full of good health, wholesome conversations, nourishing relationships, and a career that fueled my soul. With an aim to help positively change the way you think one healthy conversation at a time, during these solo episodes, I'll share stories, insights, and practical tips and tools that I hope inspire you to shine bright through positive thinking, gratitude, manifestation, spirituality, and powerful mindset practices. If you want to remove limiting beliefs, have the confidence to embrace fear, and know that you are wildly capable of achieving your wildest dreams, then buckle up because you are in exactly the right place. Introducing Australia's new feel-good place for all things health, beauty, and wellness. Beautifullyhealthy.com.au is now open. Hustle your way to beautifullyhealthy.com.au and explore their range of over 6,000 health, wellness, and beauty products. Sign up as a member and you'll receive 15% off your first purchase. Hello, everyone. Wow, it feels like so long since I have recorded a solo episode. I really do apologize. I actually never, ever intended to take a break. However, you know, if you do follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I recently made a move from Melbourne to Geelong in regional Victoria with my family. So we've been renovating a house here for the last 6 months, one that we purchased before COVID. And so it's been a long wait, I guess. I've been waiting very patiently for this time, but I guess it's just been a really exciting time for us personally and one that I have been manifesting for the last, 18 months or so. And I guess I just really didn't expect to feel so grounded and present when this happened. But it's just made me really want to take some time to reflect on, I guess, the past 18 months and everything that has happened with Melbourne lockdowns and, you know, living in a space and environment that wasn't serving me. And I just really needed some time to process that, because I think I'd spent the last 18 months working so hard on staying positive and, you know, keeping a loving family environment. And yeah, I just really needed some space to breathe and soak up this new life. So I just want to say thank you so much for being patient. I know how many people need these episodes right now and want these episodes. And, you know, the world's a pretty crazy place. And I just want to thank you for allowing me to have a space and a job where I can step away and take that space when I need it, and I'm fully supported by you guys. So yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for all the messages and love that I have got about our house. I know that so many of you knew how big a deal it was for me. So I'm really grateful for all of the love that you've shown me. It's definitely been noticed and I'm very grateful for it. But I do want to send my love to everyone in Melbourne who is still in lockdown. You know, obviously all my friends and family is still there. So it's a really weird time, yeah, knowing that they're all still going through that. And of course, to anyone in Sydney and further New South Wales who is in lockdown, I'm thinking of you and I know how hard these times are. So please know I'm always here. My DMs are always open if you do need a friend to talk to. You know, I've actually personally had to check out a little bit lately. I've found social media an incredibly heavy place to be on. So I've kind of just been going on there to do what I need to for work and checking out and really taking a lot of time to meditate and journal lately and, you know, get in the sunshine. And I guess that's what really triggered today's episode, was to talk to you guys about creating healthy boundaries, because I think more than ever right now, we really, really need to be prioritizing these boundaries. And I actually got a question recently about it on Instagram about how to create boundaries. So I wanted to share my personal experience today and how I create boundaries from a place of love. And I guess the reason I create them is to help serve me and to help allow me to be the best version of myself. And I think sometimes the word boundary can be received almost as a bit of a negative, or I don't know, I was thinking about it and I'm like, maybe that's like our past memories of parents saying like, you're crossing the boundary right now, or I'm not sure why it kind of has that negative energy towards it at sometimes, but that was kind of my take on it. And I think that the thing with boundaries is they don't need to be fierce or harmful or strict. You know, they really can come from a place of love. So today I'm purely talking from my own experience. I'm not an expert. And these are just some ways that I have personally integrated boundaries into my life to help me be the truest version of myself. So to set the tone, as always, I would love to share a quote. And today's quote is from Gabby Bernstein. And I actually heard it in my meditation this morning and I loved it. And it is, times of discomfort are opportunities for growth. So right now, I know so many of us are going through some pretty shitty times, uncomfortable times. We're feeling a real lack of control. You know, it's hard to even get excited about things, especially for people in Victoria who have gone in and out of lockdown consistently. You know, I know it's been really challenging to get excited about anything because it basically all gets cancelled. And right now, we're just so far from normal life than we've ever known before. So like Gabby's quote suggests, these are the times we almost need to surrender and to use the discomfort that is created as our opportunity to learn, grow, and evolve. So the last 18 to 24 months for me has been probably one of the biggest periods of personal growth in my life. I spent, you know, 80% of last year in lockdown in our apartment with Georgia, yet I've grown so much. And how I've grown is because now that I can reflect on it is that I used that discomfort, that time of uncertainty and those challenges to really master my mind and to create more healthy boundaries and rituals to serve me while expanding my mind so that I could lead with love. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that this has been easy. It was uncomfortable. It really was. Growth is an uncomfortable thing to go through. You know, it isn't an easy thing. But that's the thing, like we're always evolving. That is one of the many privileges of being a human. You know, day after day, we have an opportunity to use our situations as opportunities to evolve. But a lot of the time, I guess that discomfort does come with a lot of emotions and feelings that we may not have experienced before. I know personally, there were so many emotions last year that I've like literally never felt before. And those times, like that experience, can leave you feeling like quite foggy. And I guess that feeling of like almost it feels impossible to move through, you know, when you're in something deep and dark and it feels like it's so hard to move through and to see that light. So today I really want to focus on how you can use boundaries to help you show up as the most aligned version of yourself. So the creating these boundaries is really your opportunity to grow. You know, it is your opportunity to use this time of discomfort to evolve and to serve yourself on a greater level. Even if it's not an uncomfortable time with you and you're thriving right now, like that's still an amazing time to create boundaries because your awareness is so much more heightened of what is serving you and what's not. So I do really want to point out though, if this is new to you, you probably actually already have some boundaries. So your boundaries might be based on, you know, your religious or spiritual beliefs, cultural boundaries, they're a really big one. However, I'm purely talking from my own experience and focusing on healthy boundaries that will help protect your energy so that you can show up as your best and most aligned self. So this is very much about protecting your energy field. This is something I'm becoming so deeply passionate about is energy. The more I learn about it, I guess that's why I loved that episode about raising your vibrational energy. If you haven't listened to that episode, please, please listen to it. It is so fitting right now. It's always fitting, but even more fitting when I guess we're going through harder times of how you can actually manage and nurture your own energy. So the first part of this, I really want to talk about our values. So we all have values. Our values are our belief systems, our inner codes that I guess really guide our actions and our decision making. So an example for me for this is health. So health is one of my highest value. So when choosing, say, food for my family, I opt for products and brands and fruit and vegetables that would support that value of health. You know, it's exactly why I partner with brands like Pure Harvest and Lovekins, because they support one of my highest values, which is health. You know, their values as a brand and what the way that they produce products supports my value. So that is why I love working with them, while I'll always align with them, while why I will always use their products is because they support that value in me. So they make that decision making easier. It helps me know that I'm supporting my family, and it feels good for me because it's my highest value. You know, for you, your value might be the environment. I know, for example, one of my besties, Jo, one of her highest values is the environment. And so when she got married at the start of the year, I was actually like so blown away by seeing how deeply ingrained that value was in her, because her wedding, she had a full vegan menu, all the little cup things, the cones that you throw the flowers out of, she'd gone and got recycled paper to use them. She had all biodegradable cutlery. So her value for the environment had dictated or had, you know, supported that decision-making in her actions when it comes to selecting those things. And I just love seeing that in people, like when it's so true to you, that just shines so brightly. So, you know, we all have different values. Values are such an important thing, and they're such an important thing to be aware of in your life. So I'd love you to really have a think about your values. I want you to ask yourself if your actions are actually aligning with your values. You know, and values are in every aspect of our life, in your relationship, in your work. You know, what is of the highest importance to you? So I have values obviously personally, and then I have values for my business, and you should do the same. So I really want you to get clear on that. I really want you to start spending some time to understand what your values of are, and then asking yourself if your actions, what you're doing, is actually aligning with those values. You know, once you have a clear understanding of your values, it'll make it so much easier as well to start putting in place these boundaries that will serve you so much easier.
We'll be right back after this healthy break.
Australia's exciting new online destination for all things health, beauty, and wellness is now open. If you are passionate about health and beauty and you want to look and feel great, then beautifullyhealthy.com.au is for you. As an online health, beauty, and wellness community, members will benefit from relevant, on-trend brands at affordable prices, gifts, specials, rewards, and rich content. It's your one-stop online shop for all your health, beauty, and wellness needs. It's everything you need for your medicine cabinet, a curated selection of your favorite beauty brands, and a full range of your wellness needs, from your vitamins to your yoga mat and everything in between. Plus, by simply buying any product from beautifullyhealthy.com.au, they shall donate a percentage of profits to a humanitarian or health cause that you choose. So register to become a member and claim your 15% off your first purchase and enjoy shopping at the Feel Good Place, beautifullyhealthy.com.au. So for me personally, when I create boundaries, it's about bringing awareness first up to what lights me up and what doesn't. So what makes me feel good and what leaves me feeling drained and exhausted. And then by tuning into my intuition, which I'll actually do a full episode on this soon about strengthening your intuition. But I guess that's just your gut feeling, you know? And this is one of the most powerful sources that we have access to. So if you've listened to a few of my solo episodes, you know I am really passionate about leading with your intuition, especially for me when it comes to parenting. It's obviously something new for me, but my intuition, is so, so strong when it comes to being a mother and parenting Georgia. You know, I really want to point out here that your boundaries will also likely change as you evolve. So, you know, I've got a huge focus at the moment on protecting my energy since becoming a mum. So like I now have more boundaries than ever when it actually comes to socializing and scheduling activities in my calendar, because those boundaries are helping support my energy, you know, and protecting my energy so that I can be showing up as the best I can as a business owner, as a mum, and as a wife. So when we bring awareness to a situation, we're actually able to move away from thinking something is normal, if that makes sense, or just going with it. So an example of this might be, say you have a family member or a friend, and the way you two have bonded is by focusing on the negatives. I don't know, they might call you and the first thing they do is like dump all their feelings on you. And then that kind of fuels you and you respond with your negative feelings or a bit of a poor me. And if that's how your relationship has been built, you might not actually necessarily realize what it's actually doing to your energy. And so that's where we need to bring awareness to a situation. Maybe you have a girlfriend who loves gossiping, and whenever you two are together, you find yourself engaging in gossip too. So the next time that happens, or you're in one of those situations, I really want you to ask yourself, how does this make me feel? Is this serving me? So I'm actually really lucky to, when it comes to my friends, you know, we never talk about other people. We do really light each other up and support each other. And I'm so grateful for that. And I know that a lot of the reason why I can show up in my work the way I do is because I don't have that fear of judgment from them. However, when I was working in corporate and I was much younger, I didn't have kids or a kid, and I found that weeknight dinners with my girlfriends wasn't serving me, and it had nothing to do with them. It was just that at the time I was in a really fast-paced job that required a lot of me, and I guess I'd really notice that I would like rush from, you know, a crazy day at work to dinner. I'd feel super overwhelmed when I got there and I guess a bit anxious. I'd be conscious of the time because I had to get ready for the next day. And it kind of just like snowballed into this situation that never felt good for me. And then I guess when I got home, I was just like so wired and couldn't fall to sleep. So once I created awareness for how those situations were actually making me feel, I was able to create a loving boundary. And no one even needed to know about this. You know, it could be as simple as this, you know, a group text message goes out to organize dinner. And my reply would just be something along the lines of like, hey girls, thanks so much for thinking of me. I've got a bit on right now. So as much as I'd love to see you, I might have to pass on this one. Have the best time. And I can't wait to catch up with you all on a weekend soon. So it was simple, sent with love, received with love. There was no hard feelings. And over time, my girlfriends realized that, you know, I didn't enjoy going out in the weeknights because it just didn't serve me. So my first piece of advice would be to write down a list or, you know, in your head, think about a list of situations, conversations, or things that don't completely serve you, that are not helping you show up as your best self. Then I want you to start bringing awareness to those situations and the way they make you feel. Then you can really start putting some loving boundaries around them. So right now, my mum and I actually have a few different opinions about lockdown and what's happening. And at the start, I would like express my thoughts and she would kind of like fire back and I'd fire back. And it was just so unnecessarily. And I knew that it wasn't serving either of us. And we both, you know, are so entitled to our own opinions. Neither of us were right or wrong, but we just had different opinions. And we were both passionate about our opinions. So we'd almost get fired up. And I actually ended up having to say to my mum very calmly, "Mum, we're actually fueling a really negative energy in each other right now when we talk about this. You know, we're both so entitled to our own opinions and neither of us are right or wrong. However, I just don't think that we need this energy right now. We need love. So let's just agree to not talk about this and instead let's focus on the things that really are helping us right now." You know, that is an example there again of another beautiful boundary we now both respect. So that was created because for me, living from a place of positivity is one of my highest values. And it didn't feel good for me or for my mum when we were speaking about it. So it came from bringing awareness to the situation and recognizing the way I felt after those conversations. I felt very heated and like frustrated and, oh my goodness, how can she think like that? And I think like this, you know, it was like this really, really fierce energy, which my mum and I do not have that relationship at all. We have such a beautiful, nurturing relationship. So, you know, I became really aware of how that conversation was making me feel. And then from that, I was able to create a really kind and loving boundary that would serve both of us. Social media right now, I believe, is actually fostering a very, very heavy energy. You know, there are so many opinions and views and thoughts. And yes, I totally believe that knowledge is power, but you also don't need to consume and take on every person's thoughts. And that's why I believe now more than ever, we need to create space and nurturing boundaries around our digital intake. So, you know, I'd love to ask you, is social media serving you right now? You know, are the videos, the stories, the posts that you are reading leaving you raging and like red in the face? Or are they making you feel positive and inspired to use this time to control your own inner world? So how to create boundaries? Here is obviously, you know, to limit your screen time is a big one, to not pick up social media when you wake up in the morning. Instead, spend that time like setting an intention, moving your body, maybe reading a book or doing something that makes you feel good when you first wake up. Because the moment that you're doing that, you're taking back the control of your day. You are setting the tone for the way you want to start your day instead of giving your control to every man and his dog on social media who has an opinion or a thought. You know, you are holding that control. So then I want you to, you know, follow accounts and people who leave you feeling happy and inspired and empowered. That's what social media should be used for, to open your mind, to feel good. You know, everything in our life should make us feel good. So don't put yourself in a situation where social media is not serving you because you have control over that. Now, I really want you to think about your boundaries as your self-care, you know, your own self-respect. They are something that you create to help you, to serve you on a greater level. It doesn't matter what other people think, how they feel, or the boundaries that you put in place. Your boundaries are for you. So the final thing I want to touch on is communication. So having clear and open communication is vital in setting boundaries. So, you know, like the story with my mum, explaining why that particular conversation isn't serving either of us. You know, it was gentle, it was calm, it came from a place of love. If your boundary requires you to express the way you feel to someone, please do not do it when you're both fired up. You know, express it in a situation and an energy that is delivered with the love that it holds. So I'd love you to start by setting at least two boundaries. If you already have a lot of boundaries in place, then why not add two more? Or, you know, if there's more that you need, then this is your time to add two more. If this is something completely new to you, I don't want you to get overwhelmed. I'd love you to just start by putting two in place and just start to see how they serve you. You know, maybe yours might be with your partner, you know, maybe it's about the way they speak to you or the usage on their phone. I don't know. Express how this makes you feel and how you would prefer to either be spoken to or how you could both maybe have less time on your phone so that you are giving to each other on a greater level. You know, maybe it's your schedule. Maybe you are so busy and you always feel so rushed and you have no time for self-care. Create some boundaries here that serve you. That might mean scheduling a non-negotiable weekly bath in your calendar. You know, that's something I do now every Sunday, and it is the best. I knew that I wasn't prioritizing self-care, but I knew it was something that my future self was really, really good at. So a part of stepping into her was to really up my self-care game. And obviously, you know, being in Victoria right now, it's really hard to rely on being able to go to a facial or all of those things, because often they're the first things to get canceled when we go in and out of lockdowns. So for me, having a bath or something that I could do at home is such a nice ritual to give to myself. And it also creates that boundary around self-care that I am deserving of that. I am worthy of that time. Or maybe yours is like my early experience where you need to just tone down your dinner dates during the week so that you can focus on creating a really beautiful nighttime routine that serves you for the next day and helps you have a wonderful night's sleep. So I hope, like always, you got something out of this episode. If you have any questions, like always, you can always message me on Instagram. I'm just at my name, Madeline Carafa. I love hearing from you. And yeah, I really hope this episode was useful. And I really hope that you are all doing well during this wild, wild time. Sending you love as always. And I cannot wait to see you all again. Speak to you, I should say, all again next week. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow at The Healthy Hustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.